This is another lesson in transcribing. The tune is Happy and by Pharrell Williams, and we're going to do a chord melody or attempt to make a chord melody on the guitar. First thing you got to do is get the chords. Obviously, you can go online and look for guitar tabs or guitar, whatever they call, guitarchords.com. And I'm sure there's all kinds of free stuff. But remember, you get what you pay for, so they're not always right. Best way to do it is you just do it by ear. So the very first thing I do is find the key, right? That is the note of resolution, right? If you're unsure, play every single note on the sixth string, you know, starting with E. Well, start with E. And then see if you can find which note is the tonic. It's right there. Yeah, you heard it. It's F. So if you didn't know that, for the purposes of the listener, you would have to go through and play the song and just kind of play all the notes until you might have two or three that kind of sound close-ish. But that one sounds like it. So right there. And then from there, you use your ear training. If the first chord is that's the tonic. And the next chord is so... I hear that as a minor third, which has to do with my ear training series. You know, I hear that as an interval of a minor third, which means A flat. So I'm not going to get into how did I recognize that, because that's on my other CD, the ear training. And then I heard B and I heard C. So I heard. All right. So can I hear it again? I'm not sure exactly the rhythm, but I heard F, A flat, B flat, and C. Here we go. Alright, just that part. Go back to the end. Here we go. Pretty easy. How do we write that? This is the first step. Notice I'm ignoring the melody altogether, because it's really tough to figure out what's going on in the melody unless you have the basis of the harmony. Melody is more important than harmony, but the harmony is the basis, the foundation of it. Like you can't, you know, make a house with nice windows if you don't have a good foundation. So, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm gonna put two blank bars, and then I'm gonna put 1, 2, 3, 4. So the C chord is anticipated. So, I don't know if you can read my writing, but 2, 3, 4. Right? So, and you don't have to play full bar chords, you can just do little triads. So this is an A flat triad on the first fret, strings 4, 3, and 2. And then I just move it up to B flat. And then I just move it up to C. Yep, with or without the roots in the bass. So, you could be like, you know, so I hit the low F, and then, or you could even hit like a power chord, which is, yeah, or just like the lower strings, and then, like that, try that. So part of the reason why I only use triads in this case is because it moves so fast and I don't want to be bothered with bar chords. Right, guys try that. Good, try it without any bars at all. Just little triads on the strings 4, 3, and 2. Yeah, alright. So notice I'm skipping the melody completely. The nice thing about transcribing a song like this is there didn't seem to be any chords. There seems to be total separation between the melody and the chords.
Right.
So you could just play the melody separate. You won't have to work out a chord melody. This is like even easier than a lot of the jazz example you've been doing. All right, now let's go to the next section. Stop. So this is my trick how I do it. I start with a bass note, and let's get that part sorted out first. Then my next step is going to be the highest note. So I start with lowest, then highest, and then I fill in the middle. This is just a system I made up when I was a little kid. I have been transcribing songs since I was... When I was a kid, they didn't even have the internet. You couldn't go on ultimateguitartabs.com or any of that crap. And the advantage is, it really develops your ear, because there ain't no other way, you know. And old-time guitarists like Joe Pass and things like that, they had it even worse. There was no books, there was no nothing. They just had to, and he says this in one of his interviews, Joe Pass. I listened to the recording, I listened to it 10,000 times until the record was worn out, you know. And how good do you think his ears could develop? Pretty damn good. So... I heard a B flat, C, and then F, because I'm happy. Now I could be wrong, the bass isn't super loud on that recording, but that's what I heard. Okay, so play that with me, D flat, to C, and then another C, and then F. Good, and then in the melody, I heard. Alright, I heard that. So C to B flat. And then A. Yeah. So those are like the obvious parts to the song. So now I gotta fill in the gaps. So if I have a D flat bass note with a C melody note, that may not be a chord you're used to playing. But what is the relationship between that melody note to that bass note? That's the key question.
D flat to C? That's 7.
7, that's right, major 7, isn't it? So, what if we do a major 7 chord on D flat? Again, we don't know if this is perfect yet, but it's a good place to start. It certainly doesn't sound like minor. You could have a minor major 7, but that ain't the nature of the song at all. So I'm going to put down D flat. Major 7. We'll see. Obviously, I'm using pencil. Next. So that takes care of that. And then we got a C bass note with a B flat melody note. What is B flat 2 in relation to the root of C?
Minor 7.
It's a minor 7. So the chord could either be a C minor 7 or C 7. Right? Because in a 7, in a dominant chord, the 7th is also flat. So it could be D flat to C7, or it could be C minor 7. I know which one it is, but I just want to see which one would you choose.
Minor.
It sounds more like minor, absolutely. So oh, my bad. Wait, hang on. Does sound like minor, but I want to listen to it again. The last one is E, is A and F. So that's what's relationship of F?
A to
F, I should say.
A to F?
Yeah. If you have an F in the bass, then you have an A melody note. And you don't have to do it on in the air, just do it on your fretboard.
It's third.
It's a third, that's right. So what could we try there? Like maybe F major 7 or F7? So if you did F7, it kind of doesn't sound... takes us away from the sound a little bit, so let's try F major 7. F, or you could just do regular F, yeah. Maybe it doesn't have a 7 in it. After all, your melody note is the third, so it could be F major 7, F7, or just F. The major 7 doesn't really sound like it fits too much, so I'm just gonna go with F. But as far as the C thing goes, I'm not quite convinced, so I want to hear it again. And this is what it's like. There's no hard and fast rule. You just got to trial and error it. But now we have a guideline anyway. So maybe you can just go back. Yeah, thank you. So now I'm going to try and fill in the inner voices. So I heard this note. Because I'm happy. Right? And if you put those together, it'll all fit. You know, not that you would expect you to do that, but it totally fits. So now I got more to work with. So now this note, the F that I heard, is the third of the major seven chord. So we know that that's right. Any chord with a D bass and a F, is which is its third, and a seventh has to be a major seven. So we know that chord is right. Next I heard C in the bass with E flat in one of the inner voices and B flat on top. And then with that C, a type of C minor 7, so that's right. And then to F. So it could just be as simple as that. You know, but let's just take one more listen. So far we got D flat major 7, C minor 7, C minor 7 to F. But I want to see if I can hear any other inner voices that would tell me more, if that makes any sense. Also, let me give a tip. This is also for the purposes of the recording here. I chose the next string. Let me just tell you how I'm doing it. Like, I chose the top string to hear a melody on. Then I chose the next string. Well, what do I hear around this area? You know, I'm on the... my melody was at the first string, 8th fret. Well, what do I hear on the second string, let's say like 6th fret or so? You know, I heard that. Now I'm going to go to the 3rd string and see what I might be able to hear in the middle of that string, like 5th or 7th fret or something. All right, so let's hear it. And I'll just see what I hear around in that range. I definitely heard this so far. Hang on, pause for a second. I definitely heard, which isn't any real big deal, because that's A flat, that's our fifth of the D flat. C is the fifth of that. So I heard everything that fits in our system. I'm just listening for any extra voices that I missed that could enhance my choice of chords. So we're pretty much there. I'm just double checking.
Okay.
Alright, so one more. So all right, so I milked that to death, but I just wanted to double check. So there's our harmonic structure, and so now we just simply have to fill in the melody. So just go to the complete beginning of the song. I'm gonna write all the four of those. There's four different ones.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it started. All the way from the beginning, please. So what I wrote was, number one, I wrote 8, 5, flat 7, 8. We're in F. You know, and so we're just going to play. Or how does it go? So I'm not writing any rhythms down. And it would take, I could transcribe the rhythms here, but it would take a while. So, how does it go? And then put the chords on after that. Sorry, what's our rhythm for the chords? Catchy than the scatting over the happy part. So that's the note you want to hear in the top voice. But for now, just play the melody, the first part of the melody. And then with the lick. And then get ready for the next melody line. Similar. Sometimes I'm not even doing the whole F chord, I'm just doing. Yep, and then next melody, third melody line. There's a second in there, so one, and then two, seven, seven, one. I wrote 8 and 9. But not least, this melody, the fourth melody is flat 7, 6, 5, 4, flat 3, 2, like, I'd have to listen to it.
4, and flat 3. So it's flat 7, 6, 5, 4, flat 3, and then 1. And then with the lick. Now I'm not playing that close attention to the melody, which I should. And I should write it down. But I'm being lazy right now. This may be enough. This may be enough. You know, I won't, if I don't write the melody down, I won't remember this tune, how the melody's supposed to go, like a year from now. So if I really want to solidify it permanently, I'm going to transcribe the whole thing in standard notation with the rhythm. And that can take some time. But for now, I think it's close enough. And then let's work on, so just play through the whole melody, just mimic me a little bit. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1. Yep. Line of the melody. And then the final line. I'd have to listen to that. Yeah. So it's really not that hard. And then, this is the important part. You have to get, because I'm... Right? So, let's look for... We got a C melody. So we're gonna do a D flat major chord on the 4th fret with a pinky stretched out to 8th fret on the top. Now we need a C minor 7 chord with the pinky stretched out on B flat. And we simply hold that. And now we need a F with an A melody. So that, I'm stretching and skipping strings. My lowest finger is playing the 6th string 1st fret, but my pinky is playing the top string, 5th fret. That may be too much of a stretch. And I'm also muting strings. So I'm only playing, I'm striking all 6 strings, but I got 6th string 1st fret, 5th string 3rd fret, and then I'm muting the 4th string, and then I'm playing 3rd string 2nd fret, and then I'm muting the 2nd string. So it's like I got 2 A's in the melody. Advantage of that is you get a low F in your chord in the bass, but disadvantage is it's a little stretchy and there's stuff you have to double. You could also do it here in this, you could just choose a F on the 8th fret 5th string. So F on the 8th fret 5th string.
F
and the... Yep, and then just do an A-shaped chord, and the highest melody note would be the 2nd string, the A. So you could do it like that, which there's no right or wrong, it would be like... Obviously, this, what I'm teaching you now is not about this song. It's about the process of how you do it. So just to summarize, you listen to this song, find the key. Number two, you try and pick out just the bass notes of the chords only, no melody yet. Just the bass notes. Then you try and pick out the highest notes that you hear for the melody and put them against the chords and see what types of chords would that have to be in order for the melody and the bass line to work. Make sense? And then the third step we did, or fourth, I can't remember what step we're on, you try and hear the inner voices of the chords and see if they jive with what you came up with. Right? And then the last step is you try and put it on the guitar in a way that makes sense and is easy to play. You know, so you might choose different voicing. Suppose you chose, you know, work too. I'm at the, so So there's no right or wrong here. There's some subjectivity. And I'm playing on the 11th fret 4th string. Yeah, play 11th fret 4th. Yeah, I'm playing that major 7 shape. Suppose you wanted to play. You know, and I use my thumb for D flat, but I don't know. Can you get that 6 string to ring with your thumb? Not that I'm encouraging you to play with your thumb, but it's an option. It would be on the 9th fret. So press on the 9th fret. Yeah. Now I get to call you Jimi Hendrix. Playing with your thumb. You can do it sometimes. Not that hard, really. Now this may be way harder and you don't like it. You totally prefer the other one. But there's options. Next option, for the C minor chord, instead of playing at 3rd fret, you can play it at 8th fret. I'll post that. And you just grab pinky on the 11th fret of the 2nd string. And then that makes your F chord a lot easier if you're going to play that up here at the 8th fret. So that's one type of thing. You know. Right? And you don't even have to use thumb. You can just play the top 4 strings. Or use the middle set of strings. You worked on that quite a bit. How about this idea? See, I'm missing an obvious one. What about the middle set of strings? You've done a lot of work on these. So leave out my idea with the thumb. I'm sorry. How about this? You've done D flat major 7 on the middle set of strings. Starting on 5th string fret 11. There you go, D flat major 7 with a major 7 on top, a C minor 7 with a B flat on top. We've seen these chords a lot. Good. And then just F. That would probably be the easiest way. I don't know why I didn't think of that sooner. And this is the other thing about it, you know, a lot of times these things evolve. You don't always play it. You're not gonna instantly get the best way, you may not. You have to fiddle with it a little bit. It's not an exact science. The better this way takes more work up front than just going on YouTube and looking how to do it. But then, if you were to look on YouTube or in a book, you'd have to do it that guy's way or gal's way, and there's no other choice. At least this way gives you freedom how you want to do it. You've done so much work on the middle set of strings. I don't see why you wouldn't want to do this. Although you want to get some melody, you know, before so I'd probably play like C and E flat, and then so that's so because it sound, kind of sounds like the because. I don't know if that's too much work. Although, yeah, you can. I'm beating a dead horse now, I think. You got enough ammunition. So, but let me just one last time play along with the recording just to see if there's anything I'm missing. This is great. We did like almost half an hour on this, but it's well worth it because you get the process. It might seem crazy. Figure out a way to get the melody. last thing before I shut the recording off is you don't always have to play it in the original key. We're in F right now, and it's way so tempting to just go down a half step and play the song in E, because now you can get a low E ringing out effortlessly. Now, I don't want to throw you all off, and I'm not going to make you do it in detail, but you would transpose everything, so... probably do it. I'd probably do it in key of E, and that I write myself up a quick little chart. If I had to play that for a party or something like that, I wouldn't even waste time writing out the melody because it's so sort of malleable anyway. Any questions about that?